Oh, I love when we meet new people over the phones. Out of nowhere, there was a discussion yesterday, Friday, about the height of corn. And did you see the link before we get to this clip that someone sent us that, like, the world's tallest corn stalk grown in 1940-something, 31 and a half feet tall. That's Mike's obelisk. That's his god. That they were saying, hey, this is not good weather. Tony Pan stopped in. The corn is growing too early. It's going to rot. It's going to die. And we started getting upset and how it's going to affect the farmers. And then we heard from Farmer Josh. Farmer Josh called us.
Hi there.
Hi, not you. No, that's Newsman Josh. That's Murrow Award winner Josh. This is a guy that works on a farm and he works with his hands and he wears Justin steel-toed boots and drives around a tractor and he just lives the life.
Just a simpler. It seems like a simpler. Doesn't it seem like a simpler?
I'd say better.
Existence, a better existence.
A better existence.
You know, when he goes to sleep at night, like, he's sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like a good, after a long, hard day's work, hot shower, a nice meal, and then he probably only has, like, one ice-cold beer. You know what I mean?
Like, it's all it takes for
and
him.
And it's like a Budweiser, and it's ice-cold, and then he sits down, and he gets in his bed, and he just sleeps so well.
When he kicks his feet up, there's been no better sensation of feet being kicked up than when he is off his. I sit on my fat, vealy ass. I don't lift a muscle outside of the piddly work I put into the gym. And this guy, he's just toiling, lifting, grinding, hay baling. And Josh, you even started asking him questions you hear coming up about maybe starting a little farm of your own.
Yeah, I'd like to start a farm.
You got to drop this. I'm just telling you right now.
Don't look, you dare drop it.
Drop this idea.
Be
it's
a farmer.
Stupid.
Be a farmer.
What? You're no.
You've already got the name.
No.
You're Farmer Josh.
There is something called urban farming.
Get chickens. Yes. Oh God.
And people have chickens. People have goats. The only thing is, I have a 20-foot fence, and they wouldn't be able to look out. So that's one problem. You don't want to.
You're worried about the goat's view?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want a horse. Now I want a horse, too.
You don't want a horse.
Trust me, you've told us stories about your little situation there and in your neighborhood, and this is the last thing you want is livestock on your yard.
Maybe a pot-bellied pig?
The smell of pot-bellied pig
the
waste.
The noises.
Chicken waste, goat chickens. Sounds. You thought you know who across the way was a little fired up about you know what? They get a nice hot sheep stink floating towards them in a summer. Ooh, you're going to have a real HOA thing on your hands.
Well, God forbid one of them dies.
Oh,
well, then the blood is on your hands.
Maybe I'll move.
Oh, damn. You're like moving. You want a barn. You want some land. You want a farm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Right.
Well, Farmer Josh might get to meet prospective Farmer Josh soon enough. We're thinking about having him coming up, maybe having us go out for a day on the farm.
All right, sir.
Hear it now. We heard from Farmer Josh on Behind the Curtain.
In case you didn't notice, it is raining outside. WBAL TV meteorologist Tony Pan is here with, we got some Mike.
Oh, and Tony, I'm wondering, I had this conversation with a putty of mine yesterday. I was wondering, given the weather for the past couple months and, you know, the forecast moving forward.
Yeah.
What kind of growing season do you see?
And here comes the corn.
Are you farming now, Mike?
I don't, but I like to appreciate a good.
No, where'd you go to school? You're from where?
Oh, from. I went to school in D.C. I went to school in North Hartford, in Hartford County.
North Hartford County. They had a big. Drive your tractor to school day.
Drive your tractor.
Big ag program.
Yeah,
I think you should do that anyhow, whether you're in an agricultural area or not.
It's in his blood. It's in his blood, Tony.
Remember last year we got a ton of rain in the spring and it kind of screwed up the crop and corn last year was very disappointing.
Oh no!
All right. Well, I'll give you a short term then a long term. Next week, I think there's going to be two chances for some frost. Monday and Tuesday morning. If you're a gardener and you planted stuff that you shouldn't do yet, you know, Monday, Tuesday morning, it'll be in the 30s, and we're probably going to get a pre-Mother's Day frost. Probably temperatures below freezing out in western Maryland. Beyond that, I think May is going to stay cool and wet. We might get another one of these kind of days like today, a couple of times down the road in the month of May.
I'm sorry,
but I think that pattern breaks over the summer. I think it's going to be a pretty hot summer. And not necessarily as wet as it's been in the last couple of months. Does that help you?
Yeah, that's good.
That's not
is that good or bad for the crops?
Not the
I don't
news
know.
He wanted. I meant to tell you, Mike, I was driving past the farm a couple days ago, and I saw what appeared to be the beginnings of the corn coming up. Is that it? Well, I saw something coming up, and normally there's corn that grows there. So is it too early for that?
I feel like usually it's like first couple weeks of June you see it start to pop up. Maybe
shouldn't have told
May.
You anything, man.
Well, if you're a farmer, text in. Let us know. What
have been
think.
Weeds?
How's it go?
Weeds.
Corn in May go away. Corn in June, we die soon. Something I don't know, but I think it's too early. Mike considers the first 30 minutes of Interstellar an adult film because it's just, corn for 20 minutes.
Mike loves corn.
Tony Pan, thank you
thank you so much.
Take it easy. Joining us on the program, line one, from Rising Sun, we are joined by Farmer Josh. And Farmer Josh, you have an update about the corn.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up, Josh?
What's up about the corn?
Rising Sun, hey, farmer.
It was looking pretty good for the corn, being warm and humid. Mm-hmm. That's what corn needs to get up out of the ground. But then this cold and rainy weather, it's just going to sit in the ground and rot.
No way. Come on, man.
Yeah, and a lot of people around us have planted corn already. But we haven't planted any because they're talking like frost around our area. And if the corn gets up, corn will get up after about 2 days after it's been planted. So Josh was seeing corn up.
Oh, I was?
Yeah.
That's what I figured because that field that I drive by all the time, it's I always see corn that's like 20 feet high. So I figured this was just the beginning.
No, but it's too soon.
Yeah.
It's too soon.
Can you tell our Josh, please, that corn doesn't grow to 20 feet high?
Oh,
boy.
It'll grow to around 16.
That's not 20. It's 16.
You know what? I'll round it up. Boy, Mike wanted to.
And Mike, don't even hear that noise that came out of my mouth.
I have seen corn over 20 feet.
Whoa.
I'll stop. In Harford County before.
Oh, that's something
I'm out of your mind. You're a farmer, check in. You know Josh.
Yes, I do.
Farmer Josh,
there's Mexican corn that grows, and it grows to 22 foot.
Oh, God. 22 foot.
It's going to be able to grow over the wall. Josh, what's your crop? What's your go-to crop, sir?
The corn's good for the cows, and but your beans is where you make your money because you get sometimes $11, $12 a bushel on beans, where your corn really fell apart. You're only getting about $4 a bushel now.
What kind of beans? Yeah, what kind of beans are we talking about?
Soybeans.
Soybeans, of course.
Yeah.
You have any of those jumping Mexican beans?
No. Okay. But I hear the people that plant the Mexican corn have a lot of them now.
Like, what do you do on the farm? Like, you do everything?
Yeah, well, this morning we fed cows and got wet with rain, but... Mm-hmm. You know, it's a busy time of the year. I've been in the tractor for about 60 hours here in the past week.
That's working around, getting ready. Day's work.
What does a tractor do? What are you doing? You tilling the fields?
We're pulling a plow. And you gotta break the ground open first, so we have a chisel plow.
Right.
And it rips everything up and spread your... get your manure in with the soil.
It's got the big spike in the front, right? It's got that big spike.
Yeah, there's actually 12 spikes that dig into the ground.
If someone like me... I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then we run over it with the disc, which is a bunch of look like dinner plates that dig into the ground. And it's real heavy, so it chops everything up and it makes it look real nice. And you keep doing that until you can get it ready to be planted. You got to go around and pick up rock and... everything else.
Damn, that's a lot of work, Josh.
If someone like me wanted to start a farm...
Not a farm. Say a garden. Insult this man.
I don't want to grow fruits and vegetables, but, you know, what if I wanted a goat or two and maybe some chickens? Would it be difficult to take care of that?
No, goats and chickens are fairly easy. We used to... We sold all of our goats, but we had 55 here one year.
Damn.
And that was a lot to take care of because they needed hay and straw and grain and feed them, you know, twice a day. And then they're out on a meadow and they kept getting out of the fence and running through the field. So we had to go out and round them up. And
the other thing our Josh isn't thinking about is all the urine and feces.
A lot of poop.
A lot of people.
I was going to say that, you know, little animals are all right. Goats and chickens, they're not too bad. But our cows, you know, we're constantly hauling and spreading manure. And you got to bed them all the time to keep things clean. And
let me ask you this, Josh, the manly Josh that works on a farm, our news guy.
Honest day's work, Josh.
Honest day's work, Josh.
Hard-working man, Josh.
Hard-working Josh.
All right. Masturbates while smoking angel dust, Josh.
All right.
What? You're fully adjusted to the smell of, like, manure, right? That doesn't even bother you at this point?
Oh, no. No, I've been wearing the same pants for about a week and a half because there ain't no sense in changing them because they just get dirty again.
God, you gotta stop.
How big is your farm? How many acres?
The farm that I'm living at, we have around 100 acres. Mm-hmm. And then there's another farm a mile down the road that has around 100.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't want to get personal, but, like, let's say you put your farm up for sale now. How much would it be? Like, how much would you sell it for?
Yeah, what's a 100-acre farm going for?
I don't know, but it's a lot more than anybody would really want to pay.
Do you have a profile? Do you have a profile at FarmersOnly.com, the dating site for farmers, about farmers?
I used to. But
I would like to buy your farm.
We're here to make you a cash money offer on your farm today.
It sounds like it's not your farm. You just work on it.
No, it's not my farm, but I'm...
Well, it's not your farm?
Yeah, couldn't you tell by the
No, I thought he was the farmer.
In his sentence?
I thought he was the owner.
He works. There's people that work on farms.
That's right. Get him out of here.
Farm.
Try to pull
Get him out. He doesn't own it. He just works on it. Look, the guy's making an honest living.
Josh, are they?
I am a farmer, though.
Yes.
When I write my taxes.
You wear overalls?
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
We've been scammed.
What do you look like? What's your height and weight? Are you a big, fat, like, farmer guy, or are you in shape because you work on the farm all day?
I'm pretty much in shape. We did 22,000 bales of hay and straw last year.
I haven't bent over 22,000 times.
So you don't even, the gym doesn't even exist for you. It's just called work.
Send Mike a picture.
Yeah.
I want to see your hands. I bet your hands are just weathered leather.
Josh, do they need any help on the farm?
Mike wants to help.
I want to be a farmhand.
He wants to be your farm twink.
If Mike came there and you hired Mike, you would pay him hourly or something like that, and what would he be doing?
Well, normally, me and my boss, we can get everything done. I've been working here for going on 5 years.
You're this guy's competition.
You sure you don't need a corn bitch?
Yeah, Mike can do all the work you don't want to do.
He could be your silver queen.
Yeah, I'll help you put the hay in the barn.
Yeah, I mean, that's normally what we get help for, is putting hay in the barn.
Okay.
Sandusky.
We pay around $12 an hour if you're good at it.
That's fair.
It's more than here.
Because you don't want that hay to rot, right? That's bad. You got to feed it to all the cows, and if it goes bad, that's not good.
Well, our hay, when we put it up, you know, it's completely dry, so it won't rot.
Nice.
But it has to be stacked right so you can get a bunch in there.
Right.
And normally we're doing it, you know, when it's 100 degrees outside and then you're inside a barn, it's 110 and there's no air and you're covered in hay dust. And you're doing, a couple nights we were at it till 1:30 in the morning just trying to get everything unloaded and in the barn.
Now, and then you got to get up. Sometimes I see them round bales of hay. What's up with the round bales opposed to the rectangular bale?
The round bales, they're good for feeding a lot of animals.
Mm-hmm.
And feeding them out in the open. We do most of our feeding in the barn. So the round bales, they put them out in the meadow. Well, then if it rains like this, you got to clean out moldy, wet, nasty hay.
Yeah.
Where when you're feeding in the barn, you don't have to do any of that.
Can you get this guy's name and number?
I love this guy.
Can I put you on
talk
hold?
To you for an hour?
Can you be an official show farmer? You're the most
most
well-spoken caller we've ever had. What type of boots do you have?
What kind of boots do you as a farmer like you wear?
Crocs?
Oh, wear steel-toed Justins.
Oh!
Whoa, they named boots after me.
Steel-toed Justins.
That's right.
Steel-toed Justins. How much for a pair of those? Couple hundred?
Yeah, 200.
Yeah, that's a good
I got to have something with good ankle support for walking around in the heat.
I like you.
We like you.
I love this guy.
Welcome to the
family. Mike, get him up here. Oh, look at that. Look at that boot.
Look at that boot.
That's a strong boot.
That's a steel-toed Justin right there. You're kicking ass for days in that
boot. Hell yeah.
Huh? I go tap dancing into a local drag queen bingo night and those things. I'm the belle of the ball.
Let me ask you this quick. Do you even own a suit?
No.
Oh, good for you.
Yes!
Good for you.
He didn't even own a suit! I knew he was.
No, I have.
Sticking it to the man.
I have a dress shirt and a good pair of jeans that I wear to church.
And that's it.
Do you know how to line dance?
No, I'm not much for dancing.
I'm not much for dancing. You are the greatest person we ever met.